Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, February 12, 2024. This morning I will talk about large T transcendence. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty good and loving Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, because you created and redeemed us that we might call you Father. Forgive us when we forget who we are and who you are. Be ever near. Thank you for the many blessings, but particularly the blessing of a secure future with you. In the power of your Holy Spirit, lift our eyes and our spirits during the season of winter. Spare us from unnecessary worry that the cold will overwhelm us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Genesis 1:1 we read, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." A popular question floating around today, thanks to the influence of a Hindu sect called Jainism, is how many paths are there up the mountain to God? The presumption in this question is that all religions are equally relevant and subject to personal preference, nothing more. For the Christian, however, this is a trick question. There are no paths up the mountain to God because God, having created time and space, stands outside of both. We cannot approach God, he must approach us, and he did so in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. The spirit of the times refuses to recognize this reality. The prevailing attitude is ABC, anything but Christian. Postmodernism is radically post-Christian. Much like the Roman Empire was polytheistic, so is postmodern culture. Any religion that claims exclusivity is openly treated with contempt. This contempt is practiced in the media, schools, and every other public forum. Often people will argue that ABC is just Christian paranoia. They will argue that public schools often teach from the Bible. The problem is that when people argue that schools teach the Bible, it is to make sure that kids know the alternatives to the biblical accounts like creation, Noah's flood, and other supernatural events. Before kids have a time to develop a faith of their own, they are confronted with alternatives that even their parents can't sort out. Thus, the multiple paths up the mountain becomes the focus for teenage rebellion, just when secular temptations start to look attractive. Before the Big Bang Theory was introduced, creation and science seemed at odds. If you search the internet for information on the Big Bang Theory, not the television show, the NASA website provides this explanation. The Big Bang is how astronomers explain the way the universe began. It is the idea that the universe began with a single point, then expanded and stretched to grow as large as it is now. And it is still stretching. The theory dates back to 1927, an astronomer named George Lemaître. This theory gained credibility after another astronomer, Edwin Hubble, observed that other galaxies were moving away from us, and the ones further away were moving away faster. While people still debate the relationship between the biblical accounts and science, the chief thing to know is that the creation accounts focus on the who question, not the how question that is the focus of science. Genesis states that God created everything, that is, heaven and earth, and then describes a list of things that he has authority over, enumerated by days. Much like Congress passes law on a timetable while in session, the timetable and the implementation need not be tightly linked. If the Big Bang Theory is correct, God can create a surprising number of things in a very short period. The question of transcendence in the case of creation arises because God cannot be part of the created order. A carpenter is not part of the desk that he fashions. This is why God cannot be pictured as a bearded gentleman sitting on top of a mountain. God created both time and space, so he must stand apart from both. This is why our entire lives are within his view, much like when one stands on the street in front of an apartment building, one can see all the rooms at once. A perspective not available standing in any room in the apartment. The exclusivity of Christ arises because God created the heavens and the earth. Unlike other creation accounts in the ancient Near East, God does not contend with monsters to win the universe. Neither does he buy or barter for the universe. Neither does he inherit it or find it in a quest. God is sovereign over the universe because he created it. Because God stands outside of time and space, and we do not, we cannot approach God without him coming to us. God stands above and outside time and space, the definition of big T transcendence. As Christians, we believe that God sent Jesus Christ to bridge this ontological gap. In the biblical witness, Jesus could be described as Jacob's ladder, bridging heaven and earth, which is his source of exclusivity. Only someone divine can bridge such a gap. Another gap arises because of God's holiness, which is a restatement of the same ontological gap, because holy means set apart. Being set apart in time and space is just one example of the concept of holiness. God's authority in creation is a problem for anyone contending to control other people. Deconstructionists are sensitive on this point because authority denotes power. This is why they challenge every source and manifestation of power as equally illegitimate: family, church, and society. God's authority is particularly galling for them because it is inherently legitimate. Thus, the creation accounts in Genesis are the focus of the deconstructionist efforts to overthrow God's authority. If that sounds satanic, it is because it is. God's authority over creation impacts everything we do, past, present, and future. For me, the goodness of God and his love means that I do not need to worry about the future. I only need to focus on my faith and my relationship with God. This simplifies everything. Death still stings, but it does not disable. Challenges in work and family life still break my heart, but I am not paralyzed. I am careful to read, understand, and live my Bible, but I do not obsess about prophecies and when God will do all that he does. It is in the hands of someone powerful that I trust. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.